Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you so much for tuning in to The Awakening with Katina Love. Today is Monday, February the 29th, 2016. I am your host and your spiritual life coach and wellness coach. You can connect with me on Facebook at facebook.com/Katina, K-A-T-I-N-A, dot love, L-V-E, the number 8. If you or someone you know would like to be a guest on the show to share your journey to higher consciousness and or to promote your life's purpose and business in the healing arts and or to share your natural and wellness products and services, I would love to speak with you. I can be reached at 248-820-1563. My email is lotus, L-O-T-U-S, life, L-I-F-E, the number 8, at yahoo.com. Today's show is about having your best hair day ever, and our special guest is Kambare Owens. She's a co-founder and CEO of Everbutter. Kambare is a native of Detroit, believer in the Most High, wife of almost 8 years, and mother. She has her BS from Eastern Michigan University in Electronic Engineering Technology. She has 13 siblings, of which 7 being girls with long hair growing up. This sparked her interest early in life in natural hair care. And her mother was the hairdresser in the house. And once she became of age, she started her own hair care line and skincare line. And this interest stayed with her throughout her life. Growing up, this interest in natural hair. When her daughter turned 5, she was inspired to start making her own natural products. From there is how she and her husband began Everbutter. Their goal now is to help women everywhere have the best hair day ever. She believes when your hair is perfect, you know that your whole world can change because you feel fierce and unstoppable. So greetings, Kambare. How are you today?
Hello, I am doing well.
Awesome. So what led you, what sparked you, like what gave you that fire to want to step out and start your own hair care and skincare line?
It wasn't really to start my own hair care and skincare because it wasn't something that I was driving towards to be a stay-at-home mom. And so that kind of what led me into this because I started to make products just for health-wise because once you have children, your whole life starts to change. And then one thing that changed with me was all the horrible ingredients that they put not only in food but in our products. And so when my daughter started having, you know, just dry hair, dry scalp, once her hair started to grow in fuller and thicker, I started to look at, you know, just the ingredients on the hair care products. And I was, you know, started looking them up and it's like, okay, this is all horrible stuff. And at this time, I really didn't even know about, like, the natural hair community. I had no idea. I was, like, oblivious to it all. And the only one person that I knew was my sister, because she had cut all her hair off because she had a bad relaxer. So she, you know, just went natural. She stopped doing relaxers, stopped straightening and everything. And so when my daughter's hair was dry, you know, I was asking her, well, what products do you use? You know, what's going on? What do I do? And so I literally started from scratch because, like, my kind of expertise was, like, straight hair and all of that stuff. And so I kind of had to retrain myself. And so once I started using the things that she mentioned, they had helped, but it just wasn't, like, what I wanted, like, what I was looking for. Mm-hmm. And so I got in the kitchen and I just, you know, started looking up stuff and just started doing stuff on my own. And, again, it was no purpose to sell it. It was just something that interests me and I like to do. And so I guess a few years later, I was just giving it to my sisters because, you know, she was natural. So, you know, just giving it to her because I had a whole lot of it. So I'm like, okay, I need to get some of this stuff away. And so she had actually inspired me to start selling it. You know, my husband was in my ear, but I wasn't paying no attention because, you know, I never had that entrepreneur, you know, fire mm-hmm. under me. Like, I have to work for myself. I want to work mm-hmm. at home and take care of my kids. That was my mm-hmm. goal. So,
I get that.
Right. So what she had told me, you know, to start doing it, you know, I told my husband again, and he was like, well, I've been telling you to do it. And so
right.
I kind of like, you know, just put it on Facebook, put it out there, and, you know, people have started asking about it. And so, you know, again, I went back to my husband like, okay, so what do we do now? So he kind of like took care of all of the business stuff, and, you know, we started.
Oh, awesome, awesome. You know, myself being into natural products at least for 10 years now or more, I think it is very important that we put natural things not only inside of our bodies but on our bodies, because mm-hmm, the skin yeah. is the largest organ, and everything we put on our scalp, our skin, our hands, our legs, our back, whatever, every piece of skin on our body, I mean, the body absorbs
yeah,
it. Whatever we put on it.
Yeah, 66% of everything that you put on your body absorbs into your skin. So that's a high percentage.
Yeah. It is. It is a high percentage. And that's why it is so important. It's very important
yep.
that we take extra care of our bodies and, you know, be conscious of the products that we use, for sure. And you really inspired me when I met you at Entre Slam in Ann Arbor. You really
mm-hmm.
inspire
oh, yeah.
me, because your hair is so beautiful. It's so silky. It's so, like, luscious and shiny. And I've been trying to get my hair like that forever.
Well,
it's natural and it's curly. And, I mean, it just looks so natural and so beautiful. And I just had to let you know that, you know, I'm like, you know, when you share the information about your business and your products and how passionate you are about them, I'm like, you know, I really want to get to know her and see how she takes care of her hair.
Right.
And, I mean, your hair just looks awesome. It looks so great. And I know not only me, but there's a lot of other women who desire mm-hmm. to get their hair in that state, in that condition where it just looks healthy, it feels healthy.
Well,
you know, it's just, like, really moisturized.
Yes. And
that's,
it's all
that's
about
my thing.
Your regimen. It's all about your regimen and
mm-hmm.
the kind of stuff that you put on your hair. Like, you know, I won't say like my products are the holy grail, but I use my products solely. I don't use anything else, but you have to be regimented when you take care of your hair. And, you know,
yeah.
if you say, I'm just going to be natural and that's it, you're not going to do really nothing, you know, if that's the way
mm-hmm.
you want to go, then your hair will look like that. But if you
right.
say, my hair is a part of me, it's a part of my body, and I'm going to take care of it, that's when you will start seeing your hair transform, because you will, you know, you'll love it, just like you,
absolutely.
You know, you love your body. So
right.
it's just, I really focus on, you know, my wash day regimen, my moisture, you know, what I put on it, how I put it on, and everything. And, you know, everybody can have their best curl. You know, it won't be my best curl, you know, but it'll be their best curl for their hair if they, you know, just follow just a good regimen, good healthy regimen.
Absolutely, because I know myself, and not only me, a lot of other women probably deal with the moisture factor. Because my
yes.
thing, I want my hair to be moisturized. I want it to look
yes.
nice and silky and beautiful and full and healthy. And a lot of
right.
women deal with dryness. And so,
yes.
like you were saying, I mean, I've been natural for years, and I'm still trying to get it together. I went from dreadlocks to afro to my hair is down to my shoulders now. I kind of been wearing it like I've been wearing a hair bun all
mm-hmm.
winter. But now it's like the sun came out yesterday. I'm like, you know what?
Right.
I'm ready to let my hair down. Because it's been French braided for like 3 or 4 months. I've been French braiding every
okay.
week and just wearing my
mm-hmm.
hair wrap. And
mm-hmm.
I'm just like, I want to let it down now. So this morning I got up. I knew we was doing the show today. I know my products are on the way. I said, you know what? I'm going to start practicing doing my hair.
Right.
So I got up this morning and I started doing these little cornrows. Oh, no, what do you call them? The Bantu knots. I started doing the Bantu knots. And I did half of my hair, so I'm going to do the other half later. But anyway.
Well, you know, the dryness issue and the moisture issue, like we've all been conditioned, you know, before the whole outbreak of natural hair, we've been conditioned to treat our hair like it's straight. And it's somehow, you know, we have to undo what we've been taught and, you know, retrain our thoughts. And people say it's hard being natural. It really isn't. It's very simple if you know the right, if you have the right tools and you know what to do. It's very simple.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, but you have to, you know, wrap your mind around, you know, how to take care of it. Because a lot of people say, well, I can't go natural because it's just too hard, or I'm not that kind of person. But, you know, everybody, you know, it grows out of your hair when you're born. So you can be natural.
Right.
But it's just about, you know, the level of how you want to take care of it, you know. And, you know, with me, I had to retrain my thoughts because I straightened my hair a lot, you know, my whole life I straightened it. And that's all I knew. And so when my daughter came out with these curls, I'm like, okay, well, what do I do with this? And so I had to retrain my thoughts.
Absolutely.
So,
just like everything else, right?
It's a learning curve, yes.
Right. So can you, like, share with us, what was that like when you were growing up and doing your sister's hair? It was seven of you girls?
No, so it's seven boys and it's six girls. So,
okay,
you know,
six
I have
girls.
Five sisters. Yep, so I have five sisters, and I have one older sister who's 3.5, 4 years older than me, and then I have a younger sister who's exactly the same amount, like 3.5, 4 years younger than me. And so those two kind of like got me started, I guess, with hair. So I was always into hair. You know, my mom always bought me baby dolls. So me and my best friend, we would, you know, always play with our baby dolls, cut it thinking it would grow back, you know, just experimenting.
Yeah.
And so my mom allowed me to start doing my hair when I was maybe in sixth grade. You know, I really did not like how she did it. So she started letting me do my own. And so from there, my older sister, she was, you know, she's bossy, so she would just say, you know, do my hair. And so, like, her hair was, like, long, wavy, just, you know, just, it was just the bomb. Like, she just had this long, thick hair, I remember. You know, and, you know, she doesn't wear it long anymore. She had cut it, but she had just this, like my mom, because my mom has very, very long hair. So she had, you know, this long hair, and so she used to tell me to do her hair, and so I did it. And so from there, that's when I kind of, like, just fell in love with hair. And, like, she used to make me do it almost every day, every morning before we go to school. If it wasn't, like, right what she wanted, she'd make me do it over. So,
wow.
And I guess that's how I got, like, my very critical, you know, ways, because it's like she was very critical, so it's like if the curl wasn't right, she's like, oh, no, you got to redo it.
Wow.
So I started doing her hair, and then, you know, that kind of started with my friends. I started doing my friends' hair, and it was just like, you know, a domino effect. You know, they saw I did hair, so they'd tell their friends. And so I was just doing, like, their little sisters, their friends' hair, and, you know, it just was something I did, and I didn't think anything of it. You know, it was just something, you know, my hobby, something I like to do. I would tell them the newest products that was out. I'd go to CVS because it was right around the block. I'd go walk, go look at what products I wanted, and, you know, I'd tell them about them. I'd use them on their hair, and so I was kind of like the hairstylist in my house and in my friend's home. So, you know, it was always, it was fun, you know, because, you know, as you do hair, you know, you go in a salon and you start just talking. And so, and that's really how I really got really close to my sisters, to my friends, to other people. Because, you know, when you're doing their hair, it's like, what else are you going to do but talk?
Right.
And I'm an introverted person, and doing hair kind of allowed me to expand and not be so introverted because, you know, I was doing something I really enjoyed. And while mm-hmm. I was enjoying having conversation with them. So I started doing it, you know, I did it throughout high school. When I went to college, I didn't want to get a job. I just always hated working. So I didn't really get a job. But I did
it.
Hair. And my sister labeled me as this traveling hairstylist. So I had all my
wow.
hair tools, my hair stove, hair curlers, relaxers, brushers, scissors, because I clipped ends, cut hair. I did it like all. So I
wow.
had my bag, and I would go around to people's homes. People would, like, would refer me. So I would go to their home, do their hair, do their daughter's hair. And after college, that's kind of when it came to a full stop. I just stopped doing hair after I started working and everything because it just became too much. And so
mm-hmm.
It kind of came back when my daughter was born because with my boys, my husband, he cuts hair, so he cut their hair all the time. So when my girl was born, it kind of like all of it came back to me. It's like, okay, I'm a hairstylist. That's who I am.
Right?
I started
right, exactly.
Doing her hair, and, you know, that's when it kind of pushed me into making hair care products, which I had never even thought I would be able to do that. But, you know, that it kind of pushed me to do that.
So would you say that you're passionate about doing hair as well as making your products?
It kind of spins. So now I'm more passionate about making products than doing hair. I
mm-hmm.
still do hair. You know, my girlfriends will come over and, you know, I'll use my products and I'll do their hair. But the passion is not there just now since I have a family. You know, my time is,
mm-hmm.
is like everywhere. So I can't really focus on,
uh-huh.
you know, spending 2 or 3 hours on their hair when I know I got to do some other things. So the passion kind of, you know, slipped. You know, I love doing the hair products now.
Well, that's great. That's great. So can you give us some tips on how to care for our hair? Give us some more tips.
Yeah. So the first thing is everyone, they rant and rave about moisturizer and conditioners. And I say your number one thing you should focus on when you first, you know, if you want to bring your moisture back, look at the shampoo. The shampoo 9 times out of 10 will have everything it's not supposed to have in there. And that's,
okay.
I always say if you start right, it's going to end right. So it's the shampoos usually have a lot of agents in there that dries your hair out. And now, you know, if you, in the black hair care line, if you look on products, they will say no sulfates, phthalates. And, you know, so people, there are starting to market, you know, towards us, you know, Shea Moisture, Carol's Daughter, all of these products. They should not have these, you know, ingredients in there. But when you start looking in the other non-black hair care line, you know, they may say no sulfates, but you have to look at the other things that they are adding
yeah.
to it, and because those agents will dry, you know, artificial coloring, dyes, fragrances, all of these things, preservatives, they will dry your hair out. They will take the moisture right out. And using
wow.
this, you know, shampoo, you know, over and over and over, you won't see, an immediate change. But, you know, down the line, you will start seeing your hair feeling more dry. And so I would say look at your shampoo. Make
mm-hmm.
sure that your shampoo is as natural as it can get, you know, because you have to put a preservative in there. You don't want to use anything too harsh. You want to use a good preservative, but you have to put a preservative in there. A lot
mm-hmm.
of people, they rant and rave about these, you know, fragrances. They want it to really smell good, but a lot of the times even the fragrance is artificial. So, you know, kind of, you know, people, you know, you have to pick your battles. If you want to smell good, you know, that's fine, but just make sure it doesn't have a whole lot of other artificial things in there as well. So
right.
look at your shampoo. Make sure it's, you know, no sulfates, mineral oils, phthalates. Try to steer from those. And then once you, you know, get a good shampoo, go and, you know, you have to decondition. I was every week. A deep conditioner is your best friend. Decondition
okay.
every week because that sets the tone for how your hair is going to be throughout the week or the next wash day. So if you decondition really, really good, you know, you will start to bring the moisture back in your hair. Get a good leave-in. Trying to pick all of these things out. At first, you know, I wasn't really big on, like, the porosity. But porosity is a huge deal with your hair. It's huge. It, you know, mm-hmm. It will, like, piss you off to the point where you want to go back to straightening your hair because the porosity level, if you have high or low porosity hair, a lot of products will not work for you, especially on low porosity hair. A lot of products won't work, and you will feel like nothing is working. So I would recommend everyone.
What is porosity?
So it's the level at which your hair can accept moisture. High porosity
mm-hmm.
can accept moisture very, very easy, but you will also lose that moisture just as easy as it comes in because your hair cuticle does not lay flat. And then
okay.
on the opposite end, low porosity is when you cannot accept moisture in easily and you don't really let it go all that easy either. So,
because is that
your
like straight
hair cuticle...
Hair?
No, it's not straight hair. So the low porosity, your hair cuticle just lays flat naturally. It's kind of like genetic. So your
mm-hmm.
hair cuticle lays flat and it doesn't not open easily. So if it doesn't
okay.
open easily,
okay.
you bind a whole lot of protein in your
mm-hmm.
hair and your hair will probably look like it's very healthy, but it feels really, really dry and brittle. And
mm-hmm.
so... If you don't know the porosity level or if you feel like you go through a whole lot of products and nothing works, 9 times out of 10 is your hair porosity level.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's the high porosity, it could be genetic, but most of the time it's how you treat your hair. You could, you know, it could be like due to all the relaxing or something, the damage that you did to it. And so you can, you know, kind of remedy that. But if it's kind of like genetic, then it's more easy to remedy high porosity than low porosity. High porosity, you have to make sure that you use thick butters, oils, you seal properly. But with low porosity, it's kind of like you don't want to use the thick oils or the butters. You kind of want, it's very particular. So I would always recommend someone, before you even start with products, if you feel like you do have an issue, do the low porosity test. And if you do that, then you can know. Like on our site, we do have in our FAQ what is low and high porosity and how you perform the test. We even wrote a blog on it. And so
mm-hmm.
once you do that, you can figure out, okay, what products do I need to get? And with everyone, whether you are low or high or, you know, normal, you do
mm-hmm.
your three products you want to focus on is a shampoo, as I said, a deep
mm-hmm.
conditioner, and a good leave-in. Now, after you have those great products, you will know where to go if you have high, low porosity, or normal. I always seal my hair just once. You know, I seal it after I use my leave-in, then I'll seal it with my cream moisturizer or a butter. And that's usually a product I will style my hair with. But you could go an extra step. Some people go an extra step and they do a lock method where they do a leave-in, then they apply an oil or a butter, and then they apply their cream. And that method is for those with really, it's like a type 4 but very high porosity level hair. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Do you do hair consulting?
We do actually. Yes.
Okay.
So
okay.
we actually launched the program, and it's called Hair Salting. So it's on our website, and you can pick, you know, a package that you want. And we will actually show you. We will come to you or you could come to us. We will do your hair, style it, give you information. We'll write you up, you know, a guideline, you know, kind of like your holy grail. But we
mm-hmm.
come in and we help you get your hair situated because we have found out that a lot of people are just clueless and they get very frustrated. It's very frustrating when you don't really have no idea even how to use a product. And so, you know,
right.
you buy a product and then you're like, okay, well, how do I use it now? So that's
right.
where we come in.
Right.
Like, if you buy our products, you know, we will show you how to use them. And even if you just send me a quick email, I always respond back to people. We have many customers. They have a quick question, and, you know, we always, you know, respond back to our customers, let them know exactly how to use it. But if you need more assistance, like you need someone to come in, that's where our hair salting will come in at. You know, we'll come
okay.
in, and it's like four weeks to, like, 8 weeks we will, you know, really – be with you, holding your hand, showing you
wow,
the ropes of how to get, you know, your best hair that you can get.
That's awesome. What advice would you give someone who is thinking about going natural? Like, if they just need that courage to just do it. They've been thinking about it, but they've been, like, tiptoeing around. What advice would you give them?
Take your time in doing it, because for a while, when my daughter was born, I was still straightening my hair, and I was going back and forth. Do I want to do a big child? Do I? Don't I? And, you know, I was doing the natural styles, and I kind of took my time with it. I eased myself into it, and I eased my husband into it, because at first he was like, you want to cut all your hair off? and some people do a long transition, some people,
right.
and they have that personality where they can really wait. And some people like me, I kind of like, you know what, I'm just going to do it. So I would say really take your time in, you know, deciding what you want to do, because if you're not ready and you do a big chop, you're going to, you know, you're going to regret it. But, you
we
know,
don't want that, right?
right. And so just take your time to really figure it out. And if you want to do a long-term, you don't want to cut off all your hair, you can do a long-term transition. Get on YouTube, because there's many women on there
yes.
who has done a long-term transition, and they can show you exactly what they did, you know, give you encouragement. And,
right.
you know, to tell you exactly what they did, how they did it. And, you know, just do Take your time. But if you, like, I just need to get it over, and you're, like, anxious, just do a big chop. And
right,
you won't.
Right.
And if you're one of those people, you won't regret it, because I didn't regret it. I loved it.
right,
like, I feel
right.
free.
cool, right.
So
let me get more
yes.
info from your website, right? So what is your website? How can they contact you, connect with you, and order your product?
So we're on all the major social media sites. We're mainly on Instagram and or Facebook. Those two, Twitter, we get on there, but not as much. So Instagram, Facebook, if you're, you know, one of those people who stays on those social media sites, you could contact us through there. You also, anyone who emails us, we get a lot of emails, so you could contact us through our email, which is info@everbutter.com, everbutter.com. And then we have our site, which is just everbutter.com,
www.everbutter.com. So
Everbutter.
Yes. EverButter. And if you're on Facebook like me, you can connect with them on Facebook.
Yes.
So I just want to take this time right now and say thank you. Thank you so much for tuning in to The Awakening with Katina Love and Everbutter. And Ms. Kambare on. Namaste. Oh, by the way, their website is Everbutter, everbutter.com. I believe that is the website, or
yeah.
Everbutter, everbutter.com. Good luck with your natural hair. Peace and love.